the 12th planet is not really a planet. No. Would you shut up? I don't know if Maggie 2... Maggie 2 has a total of 20 Pyglopes. I told you that. Maggie 1 had 3 Pyglopes, and it makes your 74 World Penetrator look like a pile of piss. Pike of Glories per year. 1 billionth of all the power it takes from outside in zero dimension to create a big bang and full power in 1 year. See, the power used against me in 1 year probably is the same amount of power that created the whole Earth. Power in the distant future is rated in Pike of Glories. Spirit beings, look, energy equals mass times the velocity of light times the velocity of light, okay? Substitute mass for man and substitute energy for spirit, okay? Now look, let's not discuss bullshit, all right? Super high-tech beings created this whole fucking mess. But that's not what's outside the cycle. You've got an infinite cycle. No, you have an infinite cycle two different ways, and they're not even connected with each other. Now, I don't want to talk about it. The 12th planet, sooner or later, has to be engineered over here. It's hollow. It has to be engineered over towards the Earth, and then the fake planet part, you know, melts off, and there's a big cubic core inside. Then the Christ android has to get activated. Then the cube has to drop down on the Earth. It's very complicated. It's open. There is no rigid schedule for... there's so many infinite dimensions in this world. Now look, it's not... My family knows these fucking secrets and only... Jackson, I never told you that! Don't lie to me, you pig, or I'll take your goddamn fucking phone out. I don't know if 20 Pyglopes will fucking do shit. All I know the devil managed to fucking wipe out my credibility when 93 came in. I know that the whole Family Stations Incorporated, their credibility is going to be pissed when January 95 comes in. The devil fucking influenced, Harold Camping, just like the devil. Look, I know. I know the devil personally. Look, I have known the devil personally for billions of years. This is personal. This is something very personal. And to try to talk about what's going on in my family, to try to talk about why the Existerites outside did all this, you know, you may as well ask why the Second World War started and why we created two universes. Well, a lot more than two universes got created. There's been atomic testing for a long time. Every time you drop a fucking bomb, you create another universe. But see, no. I mean, once a nuclear bomb goes the fuck off, you can't relate time. You can't relate. The Existerites to us are zero-dimensional. There's no way, you know, we are Existerites in the next cycle, and they are Existerites, and I mean, you know, it goes on and on and on. It's infinite dimension. You know, world without end, amen. You know, I mean, just because the universe is 100 billion light years around doesn't mean a fucking thing. You know, it's still a fucking speck of dust on a cop's uniform and a bigger one. Over and over and over and over and over. Just like the guy said on the Outer Limits show. See, some of these sci-fi shows have a teeny little inkling to what's going on. But if you combined everything that Gene Roddenberry and Pillar and Berman know, and everything that was ever written or thought of by Jules Verne, and everything that's ever been written in the Outer Limits and the Twilight Zone, you get about 5% of what my family knows. My family is directly descended from King David. Now, the only two male members in my family are fucking homosexuals. I'm the only one that can directly pass on the fucking family line. Now look, no, that's why Donna is fucking wiping me out. It had nothing to fucking do, I don't give a shit what her goddamn fucking... You're full of shit. Yeah. Well, I don't do it yet. I'll get around to it, buddy. Don't.